Hello, I'm Lily. Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English.
哎，我孙晨，我们今天的城市掠影节目要向大家介绍的是英国著名的战争博物馆。
Yes, we are taking you to the famous Imperial War Museum in London.
By the spring of 1941, the Royal Navy was equipped with more escorts of an improved design.
在英国战争博物馆里面啊，我们能见到各种各样的战车、武器、战争纪念品，而且这家博物馆里头还有一个图书馆、一个摄影档案馆，还有其他的一些艺术藏品。
It is a well-known museum not only in Britain but throughout the world. I spoke with Terry Charman, the museum historian. He started with what he considers to be the unique feature of the Imperial War Museum.
接待我们的是战争博物馆的史学家 Terry Charman。
Well, I think the thing that is unique about the Imperial War Museum, perhaps not only in London but also worldwide, is that we attempt to record and display items relating to all aspects of international conflict since 1914, since August 1914 when the First World War broke out. Our main, objective, of course, is to display to members of the public how war has shaped lives in the 20th and, sadly, in the 21st century.
他们的目标是啊，是要通过这里展出的展品，把国际冲突有联系的各个方面都能够展现出来。All aspects of international conflicts.
Their main objective is to show people how war has shaped their lives.
战争是如何改变人们的生活的。
That's right. What you see here in the museum is truly spectacular, with all kinds of military vehicles.Airplanes and submarines.
各种各样的战车，还有战斗机和潜艇，这些让人听起来真是过瘾。
Well, Terry told me that one of his female colleagues described it as the biggest boy's bedroom.
为什么要叫做最大的男生宿舍呢？
Let's listen.
Speaking in the main gallery, the atrium of the museum, which one of my female colleagues has described as the biggest boy's bedroom in London, displaying as it does tanks, guns and aircraft, including the most famous of all British aircraft, the Supermarine Spitfire that helped to win the Battle of Britain in 1940. As well as, of course, the aircraft, we have on display a small one-man submarine from Germany,and also the human torpedo that the Italians used in the Second World War. And of course, we have a large number of armored fighting vehicles.
在中厅大厅啊，我们能看到坦克、各种各样的枪支，还有飞机。这其中还包括英国历史上最著名的功勋战斗机，还有超级喷气式战斗机 Spitfire。
Spitfire is very famous as it has helped win the Battle of Britain in 1940.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
这里还展出了二战当中从德国缴获的一艘潜艇，还有一个从意大利缴获的鱼雷 torpedo.
And there are a large number of armored fighting vehicles as well.
就是装甲车。
And there is a unique item that visitors shouldn't miss.
We have one of a unique item, the body of the fuselage of the aircraft that Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess.Flew to this country and in May 1941.
听到了吗？还有二战的时候，阿道夫·希特勒的副手鲁道夫·赫斯在1941年五月来英国的时候，乘坐了飞机外壳。This is very unusual, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Notice we have come across a very unusual word here. Fuselage. It is spelled F-U-S-E-L-A-G-E.Fuselage
就是飞机的机身外壳。
There are lots of other unusual exhibits as well. I asked Terry how big their collection is.
What I want to say to people always is that what the visitor sees here in the galleries is really only the tip of the iceberg of the museum. Because not only are we a museum displaying the objects like the tanks and guns and aircraft, and of course the smaller objects and documents as well and photographs, but we are an archive. We have enough film in our archive, I'm assured by colleagues in the film department, that if you sat down and watched it, it would now take you 22 years of solid viewing.
What do you see here is only the tip of the iceberg.
tip of the iceberg， 这是还是冰山的一角。除了这些展品之外呢，这里还有非常丰富的档案资料。
Yes, a huge film archive. You know, it would take you 22 years of solid viewing.
Wow, 要看完那得花上22年的时间。
Amazing, and there's nothing like it in the whole of Britain.For people who are interested in military technology, then the Imperial War Museum is the place to visit.
我们也希望呢，你能够通过今天的节目了解更多的军事词语。
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.